It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and Amber Bakken is here. Hello, Amber.
Hi.
We're going to talk about pain management today, and the hospital offers plenty of help for people who are suffering from a lot of debilitating pain, do they not?
Yes, they do.
Yes. So we're going to talk about what does the hospital offer, for starters, for pain providers? What do they do?
So currently we have two different pain providers that work as a team to cover a variety of pain conditions. First of all, we have Morgan Lyons, who primarily focuses on consultations and medication management. And then we have Jacob Miller, who will also see consultations, but he is our provider that performs all of our procedures in an outpatient setting or within our surgical suite.
And now, what kind of pain management do they offer?
So our providers assist with a variety of pain conditions. It can be anywhere from muscle pain, neck and back pain, knee pain, pain associated with cancer, shingles, arthritis, neuropathic or nerve pain, all the way to chronic migraines, herniated discs, and even auto and work-related injuries.
So when people, one of the main reasons people go to a doctor or to the hospital is that something hurts. They have some pain. I mean, that's a pretty common thing. What are the most common questions you come across with people who are looking for pain relief and going through pain management?
So some of the most common questions, not necessarily related to like exactly what their pain is, because they kind of do during their consults, they go over that. But when we see a lot of pain patients and they get into the area of getting new medications and going forward towards different procedures, some of the big questions we have are related to referrals and prior authorizations. So for starters, a big one that patients and providers actually ask is, do you need a referral to come to HCMH pain department? It's kind of a tricky question. The answer is no, not necessarily, but we highly recommend it only because the majority of patients see their primary care providers prior to coming to a pain specialist. So their primary care provider will generally obtain tests, try different medications, or get imaging services before they send them our way. So for us to understand their background or be able to obtain medical records, that referral is needed to establish care and communication. However, if this is a brand new pain, you haven't seen anybody, you can absolutely just call a department. We can get you scheduled and start that care that way as well.
I mean, it sounds like you guys are handling a lot of different kind of pain management, a lot of different people. If somebody needs to get a hold of you, how do they do that? How do they get a hold of the pain department at the hospital?
So our pain department, those who are familiar with the hospital know where we are located, kind of in the back of the hospital, but it is kind of tricky to get to and it can be confusing. So coming off of 15th Street North and you're driving into the front entrance of the hospital, you're actually going to drive right by it. You're going to drive right by the emergency department, and then you're going to get to this big parking lot in the back where you're going to just take a nice left and almost a U-turn to get to our back parking lot. And you have to look at the back of the hospital to see our lovely surgery and pain department sign and know that you're coming to the right area. You can also reach us by calling the 515-332-7669 number. Our best times to get a hold of us are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3 p.m., and then Fridays, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Sounds like you got it all handled. Amber Bakken from the pain management section of the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Your Care, Our Mission. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you. You have a good day.